Tune in at 8:45 every morning. The Ish We Missed on Hot 937.
Rapper is accused of using some pictures of herself without permission. I'm talking about Nicki Minaj has been accused of using a group of photographs, snaps without permission from Fashion Week, just taking them and posting them.
Oh, really?
Pictures. You can't take other photographers' pictures and post them as if they're yours. We know that as a radio station. We get emails all the time, don't use without permission because you'll get sued. And that's what's happening.
But you can take a picture of me without permission.
Wait, but were they pictures of her or other people? Or
pictures
what were
of
they?
Her.
And she can't even post her pictures of herself?
They didn't belong
to her.
For
you.
But that's her image.
They'll come for you.
They didn't belong to her.
People just do anything.
See, that's just weird because I really feel like if someone takes a picture of you, you own that because it's your image. Right. You know what I mean? It's the image of you.
Right.
I think that's wrong. It gets funky.
Especially if you didn't sign on for them to take a picture of you.
Right. So Nike scored big with a much-talked-about ad congratulating the U.S. women's soccer team over its stunning World Cup victory over the Netherlands on Sunday. The minute-long spot plays off of the I Believe We Will Win. That was the chant that they were doing. Mm-hmm. All the fans were doing it. It's just become such a huge thing. And in the wake of the soccer team's World Cup win, a new petition is demanding that the United States Soccer Federation pay the championship squad the same amount as U.S. men. However, the women earn significantly less than their male counterparts. That's what the MoveOn.org petition says. The women U.S. soccer players earn a max of $260,000 for advancing to the World Cup, while the max for the male is $1,000,001. So these women are better players than the U.S. men's team, so they should be getting an equal pay, man. Equal pay.
Seriously.
They've been generating more money. Men are wearing their jerseys. It's like this team should be making as much as the men, if not more, because
tell
they're that four-time champs. Like, that's what I'm just saying. Like, it just makes me mad is even an issue. That this is even an issue.
In 2019.
More people watch that soccer match, men and women in that bar. That it was just crazy.
It's so impressive.
Yeah, it's just amazing. They're badass.
Yeah, it's frustrating. This video was super sweet. Rihanna, she broke down in tears when she met up with her childhood physical education teacher.
Aww.
Roddy was at the 2019 Cricket World Cup that happened this week. When they embraced, she just broke down in tears. And she said, I also wanted to see Mr. Estwick. He made a lasting impact on my life, and he really offered great advice to me and many others when we were at school. I just wanted to let everyone know that what he meant to me and my development and what he did for us back at school in Barbados.
That's
super
nice.
Super, uber sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Tyrese went in on rappers.
He did.
I love
Tyrese. He went on to Instagram to deliver a message to rappers saying, please start rapping on beat. Dear rappers, please
let's get back
to rapping on beat. Who the F are these engineers recording? And then they say that Blueface is like known for this, that I've never seen a rapper that raps 3 days ahead of his beat. So he records his verse on Monday, then brings the beat in on Friday. Mm-hmm. And it's true because they do be mumbling and stuff. And it's like, who is engineering them? Is it the engineer's fault or is it the rapper's fault?
Are they using Fruity Loops? What are they using?
Fruity Loops, big deal.
He said rap on beat. Come on, Tyrese. Come on, preach, sis.
That's so funny. And that is the issue, miss.